away we go. Friday morning, getaway Friday morning, August the 2nd, 2019, 16 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears along with you for the ride. Got a call there during the break that it was a little difficult to understand the amazing Kreskin. Now, I don't think it's our phones, because Kreskin, I think, just has a tendency. He has a deeper voice, and I think he gets really close to the telephone. But out there, people listening, next time we get a call here, if you sound okay on the line, we'll know that it was on his end. I think it was on his end. What do you think? 740-383-9944. Give us a call, and we'll get you up on the air and figure out these problems. Do have an announcement to make here. The Marion Police Department is seeking the whereabouts of Mary Popovich of Marion and her four-year-old son, Wesley Clark. It is believed that Popovich may be in the Delaware, Ohio area with the child. Popovich and the child were last seen in Marion on August the 1st at approximately 4 p.m., and it is believed that they were picked up by an unknown subject from Delaware. Due to prior drug dependency and mental health issues, it is believed that the child may be in danger. Attorney General's Office Missing Endangered Flyer is out there if you want to see it on the internet. The Marion Police Department is looking for this mother-son to check their well-being. Anyone with information on their whereabouts, of the whereabouts of Popovich and her child, should call the Marion County Central Dispatch Center at 740-387-2525. Does anybody know anything about Mary Popovich and her four-year-old son? If you do, call the Marion County Central Dispatch, 740-387-2525. Certainly a serious case there. Now, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. Anything you want to discuss, any trivia questions you have answers to, anything you want to say about the amazing Kreskin's appearance this morning. He is always a lot of fun. Or is there anything on your mind, just in general, going on in the world right now? Would love to hear from you. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, the questions we have on the table, I don't think we've had any takers on any of these questions yet this morning, but we do have tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. We do have tickets to the Columbus Zoo. We do have tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival this weekend, and we have free passes to the Ohio State Fair, or you can get entered to win entertainment tickets to the Ohio State Fair that you must pick up by 1 o'clock today. Now, the trivia questions are, does anybody know where the first Ohio State Fair was held? Where was the first Ohio State Fair held on October 2nd through 4th, 1850? The first Ohio State Fair was held October 2nd through 4th, 1850. Where was it held? What year was the Ohio State Fair moved to its current location at the Expo Center? What year did the fair move to the Expo Center? What happened at the Ohio State Fair on the eve of World War I? Right before World War I was getting ready to tip off, what happened? What year did women become ticket takers at the fair? Does anybody know the year that women became ticket takers at the Ohio State Fair? Why was the Ohio State Fair canceled for a series of years during the run? During the more than 100-year run of the Ohio State Fair, there was a time when the fair was canceled. What was it canceled for? What entertainment performer performed at the Ohio State Fair in 1968 and 1969, back-to-back? Now think, who would have been a huge star who would have performed at the fair in 68 and 69, back-to-back? Who would that have been? Or, what national television show taped at the Ohio State Fair several times? Looks like we got a phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the first state fair, it was down at Cincinnati.
Well, it was close to Cincinnati. Do you know the place? It was about 3 miles from Cincinnati.
No.
No, it's very close. You're exactly right. It was down close to the Cincinnati area, but it was held at a specific place.
I wouldn't know that.
Okay. Well, I thank you for calling. Telephone lines are open. You know what? I'm going to look here really quick and find out what exactly this specific place is, because I want to make sure I'm giving the right information here, because it's been a while since I looked this up. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. It's a neighborhood in Cincinnati. That's what I'm looking for. So, I guess that's, I mean, there's still a website for it here. It's part of the city of Cincinnati, and Cincinnati officially recognizes this part, but it has a name. But it was down in the Cincinnati area. Does anybody know the area that I'm talking about? Where was the first Ohio State Fair held? It was in an area of Cincinnati. We've had a lot of guesses of Cincinnati, Ohio, but it was a specific area in Cincinnati where the first fair was held, October 2nd through 4th, 1850. Does anybody know that specific area where the first Ohio State Fair was held? That's the question. Does anybody know the year that the Ohio State Fair moved to the Expo Center, where it remains until today? What year did the fair move to the Expo Center? What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? There was an event that happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair. What did they do? What year did women become ticket takers at the Ohio State Fair? Now, you have to guess, women got the right to vote at a certain time, so what year would they have become ticket takers? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Zach.
Yes.
Was it Norwood?
Not Norwood, but that's kind of the right idea. A certain area of Cincinnati.
All right.
Thank you. Not Norwood, though. But we're on the right track here with areas of Cincinnati. And this is an area that the city of Cincinnati recognizes, but not Norwood. And what we're looking for here is, where was the first Ohio State Fair held? The dates it was held was October 2nd through 4th, 1850. But it was held in a certain area of Cincinnati. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, was it Coney Island?
Not Coney Island, no. But that's a good guess.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Not Coney Island, but a certain area of Cincinnati, Ohio, housed the first Ohio State Fair. And again, I just looked this up. The area still exists, and it is recognized by the city of Cincinnati, Ohio. So on October 2nd through 4th, 1850, where was the first Ohio State Fair held? A specific area of Cincinnati, Ohio. Does anybody know what year the fair moved to the Expo Center, where it remains to this day? Does anybody know what happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair, prior to World War I? Do we know that? Go ahead, caller.
Yes. Did you get the answer to where the first Ohio State Fair was?
No, don't have that yet.
It was Camp Washington, Ohio.
You got it. Camp Washington, Ohio, a certain area of Cincinnati. Now, how'd you know that?
My husband gave me that answer.
Really? Now, did he know that off the top of his head?
I don't know. Because I was upstairs, and he said, you need to call because this is the answer. So I can't tell you that. I don't know where he got it.
Well, no, I'll tell you this. If he Googled it, it's certainly okay. But I'll tell you, if he knew that off the top of the head, or off the top of his head, you married a very smart man, because I don't know who would remember that from 1850.
Well, I think he is a very smart man, but I don't know.
Well, I give it to him on that one on this Friday morning.
Thank you.
Would you like a prize today?
Yes, I would like the tickets to the Wild if you still have those available.
I do. Let me get my paper here. So we have this down. This is August the 2nd, 2019. We got two tickets to the Wilds here. What's your name, ma'am?
Lola Henry.
Lola? Okay. Well, I hope you're enjoying the early program here.
I am. Thank you.
Do you know where we're located?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, I tell you, we have till 1 o'clock today to pick those up, but those tickets are good, I think, through October. So if you can't make it today, you can make it in next week.
All right. Sounds perfect.
Thank you, Lola.
Thank you, and have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Lola Henry is a winner of two tickets to the Wilds, and that is something to see, to be sure. Let's see here. Want to make sure we set aside these tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. There we go. Lola Henry gets those tickets. The first Ohio State Fair, October 2nd through 4th, 1850, was held in the area of Cincinnati, Ohio, known as Camp Washington. So there we go. Let's see if we can knock some of these other questions out. What year did the fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? Just 1 year. You just have to tell me the year. What year did the fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? Something happened that was really remarkable at the Ohio State Fair on the eve of World War I. What year did women become ticket takers at the Ohio State Fair? Prior to this, they had not been ticket takers. Women got the right to vote in 1919, but I think first presidential election was 1920. So what year did women become ticket takers at the Ohio State Fair? Why was the Ohio State Fair canceled for a period of time? There was a period of time when the fair did not happen. Why was that? What entertainer performed at the Ohio State Fair back-to-back in 1968 and 1969? Now, this would have been a very big name in 68 and 69. And this person also performed at the fair other times as well. What television show, national television show, taped at the Ohio State Fair in 1997? And they've actually taped there other times. Does anybody know what TV show that would have been? National television show. 740-383-9944. We've still got tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. We've got tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival this weekend. Tickets to the Ohio State Fair. We've got a chance to be entered into the entertainment drawing for tickets to the Ohio State Fair. Happy Together Tour 2019, which is a lot of the older bands performing together. Gary Puckett, I think, from Three Dog Night, the Buckinghams, the Classic Four, the Cow Sills. We've got those. You can be entered into that drawing. By the way, April Avery, you have your tickets to Bad Company tonight. You have to pick these up by 1 o'clock today at the Ohio State Fair. If anybody knows April or she doesn't want the tickets, call us and let us know. Maybe somebody else would want them. 740-383-9944. We got a 3-minute break coming up here for news and weather. We'll be back on the other side. Stay with us. Lots of giveaways.
It's now time for WWGH News. News about people, places, and plans. Brought to you live from the WWGH Newsroom.
This is Scott Spears in the WWGH News Center. A piece of history is damaged after a semi-truck driver plowed through a historical schoolhouse. For nearly 11 hours, the truck was lodged inside Lynn School Tuesday, a historical schoolhouse. I'm just blown away because I've never thought this could happen, volunteer Zoni Compton said. Glass was shattered, floors have been damaged, and desks have been thrown around. The Marion County Sheriff said a driver lost control of his semi-truck after getting a flat tire and slammed into the side of the historic school building. To see that there was a truck through it, my first thought was that the building cannot fall. We have to preserve the building, director of the Marion County Historical Society, Brandy Wilson, said. Jim Greetham said his uncles went to the school. Original items like lunchboxes and signatures on the chalkboard are still inside. They didn't get the other side. There's a blackboard with Oliver's name on it, Greetham said. The Lynn School was built in 1897 and has been part of the community for more than 100 years. Back in 2003, Greetham's uncles, Oliver and Merle Hamilton, helped restore it. I think they'd be hurting a little bit, but glad the guy was okay, Greetham said. Before the truck was pulled out, a structural engineer came out and told crews to put braces on both sides of the building to prevent the walls from collapsing. It's just really an honor to have this, and it's important to our community, Wilson said. The driver did have minor injuries, but is okay. He was cited for not having control of his vehicle and not wearing a seatbelt.
For the Marion, Ohio weather team, I'm Zach Fuller. Sunshine today. We'll have the latest forecast coming up in your Weather Minute from the Marion, Ohio News Network. Did you know on this day in 1970, heat gripped New England, highs of 104 degrees at Providence, Rhode Island, and 107 in Chester and New Bedford, Massachusetts, established the state records. The high along the coast of Maine was unprecedented, with afternoon highs of 101 degrees in Bar Harbor and 104 degrees in Jonesboro. Now you know with Marion, Ohio weather and the Marion, Ohio News Network. From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, this is your Weather Minute on WWGH 107.1 FM in Marion and online at WWGH1071.com. Friday in the Marion area, we'll see a slight chance of a shower or a thunderstorm, but overall mostly sunny, a high near 84 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 59 degrees. Kickstart your weekend, we'll see sunny skies, a high near 84 degrees. Sunday, another slight chance of a shower after 2 p.m., but overall mostly sunny, a high near 84 degrees. And Monday, mostly sunny, a high near 84. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com. For the Marion, Ohio News Network, I'm Zach Fuller on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 FM in Marion, and online at WWGH1071.com.
Scott Spears back with you here, 8:34 a.m. on your Friday, Getaway Friday morning here. You're tuned into the early show on WWGH Radio. Now, when we had Amazing Kreskin on last half hour, we did get a call during the break that he was kind of hard to hear. Now, did anybody else think he was hard to hear? Could you make it out? I don't know. See, in my earphones, it sounds okay. Now, he did sound a little muffled, but I think that's because he was a little close to the phone. And maybe his voice was hoarse from getting in at 4 o'clock in the morning, but still making the show at 7:30 this morning. Did anybody understand Kreskin this morning? Did anybody listen to that portion of the show? Let me know, 740-383-9944. And for the person who called in, who thought it was muffled, we had some callers there in the last half hour after Kreskin was on. Did that sound better? So was it on Kreskin's end or was it on our end? I think it was on Kreskin's end, but you never know, and we want to make sure. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Scott, it was. Sounded almost like he had his mouth too close to the phone. That was what was coming across to me. But I kept tuning in my radio and trying to get it to so I could understand it. But yes, it was hard to understand.
Now, have the other callers this morning seen? Okay, so it was on his end.
It must have been, yeah.
Now, did you ascertain anything from that half hour?
No, because I found myself kind of moving around and doing other things because I was having so much trouble understanding it. And I hate that because I love to hear Kreskin.
Me too, and he was such an interesting guy, and he told two stories there about Johnny Carson and Arthur Godfrey that were very good stories. So I'm too bad that he was apparently just... You know, in the afternoon, when he's been on this show, which I'm sure you've heard him on the show, he kind of is a little muffled in the afternoon, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the first time I've ever, you know, it's been like that to me, that I've heard
bad.
It, so, but yeah.
Maybe he was just a little deeper voice this early in the morning.
I don't know, but you know how it is sometimes when people hold their mouth too close, it doesn't echo, but it's, you can just tell. That you think that's what they're doing. So.
Well, and I felt bad because he was very, I'm trying to think of the word. There's a word in my brain, but I don't want to, because I don't think it's the right word. But he was very nice to me in that call, said a couple nice things. So it's hard for me to say, hey, get your mouth off the phone. Because then I think the relationship might go sour.
It would go downhill from there.
It would go downhill from there, and then it would be tossed back to me, and there would be more for me to say. Did you make it to the fair the other night?
Well, no, I didn't because I just can't make it down there. But I gave the tickets to my companion's granddaughter and her fella, and they just loved it. They were all over Facebook with it, and I was so pleased.
Perfect.
You know that they enjoyed it so much. So.
Perfect. I know those. Those REO Speedwagon tickets, when I looked them up online, I could not believe how pricey they were.
Oh, I know, just like a couple of the other ones.
Yeah. You know, the one, I will be honest with you, this is after doing this Ohio State Fair entertainment package for the last 2 weeks, that do you know the tickets, now I don't know if this says anything about the concert, but do you know the tickets that were picked up the quickest? Because we've had some tickets that weren't picked up at all, and we've had, most of them have been picked up, but do you know the ones that the people came the quickest for?
Well, I thought it would have been Toby Keith.
It wasn't. I thought that might be it. It was Hank Williams Jr.
Oh, okay.
They were here within 45 minutes.
Yeah, okay. Well, obviously they wanted to go.
And they brought their driver's license, so they wanted to make sure they got those tickets.
Well, it's just great when anybody enjoys what they do. But no, I knew I couldn't win, or I couldn't go. But I asked all my kids, and of course everybody had other things they were busy for, and so we went then to stage two, and needless to say, she was just thrilled, because her birthday was the day before, and I just know they had so much fun, and you know, it makes you happy when you know somebody else is enjoying so much.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'm thrilled to hear that.
Well, good.
Hey, you have a great day.
Thank you, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, apparently it was on Kreskin's end this morning because the calls have been clear. Now, the person who called in between the break there to tell me that they couldn't understand Kreskin, because we want everybody to be happy, if they feel comfortable calling in now, tell me, have the calls since Kreskin sounded okay? Because we want things to sound okay here in the morning on WWGH Radio. Coming up on 40 minutes past 8 o'clock here, we still have our trivia questions, which we'd love to have answered. What national television show taped at the Ohio State Fair in 1997? Maybe this is our caller. If that's you, nope, doesn't look like the caller's coming through. Okay, if that's you, keep calling, 740-383-9944. If that was you, give us a call. 740-383-9944. It's as if somebody was trying to get through, but they didn't quite make it through. Give us a call back, we'll get you back on the air. 740-383-9944. If that was the person who called during the break, call in. Feel free to interrupt me. I want to know if you're hearing things okay, or if it was somebody else answering a trivia question, go ahead and call in as well. 740-383-9944. Okay, the trivia questions here. What national television show taped at the Ohio State Fair in 1997, and it's also been at the fair at other times? What national show taped at the Ohio State Fair in 1997 and other years? Does anybody know what that national TV show was? What year did the Ohio State Fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? All we need is the year. What happened at the Ohio State Fair on the eve of World War I? Right before the start of World War I, what significant event happened at the Ohio State Fair? What year did women become ticket takers at the Ohio State Fair? They had not been ticket takers prior to this year. Does anybody know what year that was? Now remember, women of course got the right to vote in 1919, voted in the first presidential election in 1920. Does anybody know what year that women got a chance to be ticket takers at the Ohio State Fair? Why was the Ohio State Fair canceled for a series of years? There was a series of years in there when the Ohio State Fair was canceled. Why was that? What entertainment performer performed at the Ohio State Fair back-to-back 1968 and 1969? Now, this person came to the fair other times, but they were there in 68 and 69. Does anybody know who that performer was? And as I stick to my guns on this one, I do think this was the only performer ever to perform back-to-back at the Ohio State Fair. But I could be wrong on that. If somebody knows otherwise, they can set me straight. But who performed? What entertainer performed back-to-back at the Ohio State Fair in 68 and 69? Who would have been a big performer? Here's another one for you. I'll throw another question out there since we had one answered this morning. What year was the grandstand demolished at the Ohio State Fair? What year did they do away with the grandstand? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We have got tickets to the Wilds, tickets to the Columbus Zoo, tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival this weekend, tickets to the Ohio State Fair, and we've got a chance still to get entered to win tickets to the Ohio State Fair entertainment show. We've got two pairs of tickets that we're going to draw for here this morning for the Happy Together Tour, which is tomorrow night. Now, you'll have to pick them up by 1 o'clock today, but it's the Cowsills and the Buckinghams and the Classic Four and all kinds of very interesting bands from yesteryear. So those tickets are here, and we'll probably draw for those next hour. And also, if anybody knows April Avery, her tickets for Bad Company with Fog Hat tonight at the Ohio State Fair are here. Now, April, if you don't want the tickets, let me know, but you have until 1 o'clock to pick them up. But if you don't want the tickets, let me know, and that way we can get the tickets to somebody else. Now, let's see here. I wonder if we have, maybe the trivia for the Ohio State Fair is just a little difficult. I think we had some other trivia questions from a little while back. Well, I know we had the July 4th trivia questions out here that we did not fully, I don't think we got all these. We didn't. Maybe we'll throw some of these out here as well. All right, let's try some of these, just to give you more chances here to win this morning. Okay, What is the most common patriotic sounding word used within place names? Now, I know that's a little convoluted question, but what's the most common patriotic sounding word used within place names? What would that be? We never did get this answered. What happens at the Liberty Bell every year on July the 4th? This question has remained for quite a while. What happens at the Liberty Bell every year on July the 4th? Who is the most famous person who did not sign the Declaration of Independence? And why are they the most famous person who did not sign the Declaration of Independence? Does anybody know that? That's a very tricky question. Who's the most famous person who did not sign the Declaration of Independence? 740-383-9944. What happened on July the 4th, 1938? Something significant happened. What was it? What year did the White House start celebrating July 4th, Independence Day? Now, we know the date's July 4th, but what year did the White House start celebrating Independence Day? 740-383-9944. And then there's one question we had left over from many weeks ago, and I'll give you this one as well this morning, see if we can get an answer. What world leader? Now, remember that part. What world leader was a child prodigy in mathematics? Does anybody know that? A few weeks ago, we had that question out there, and it went round and round and round, and I don't think we ever got an answer. What world leader was a child prodigy in mathematics? 740-383-9944, coming up on 48 minutes past the hour. Do you have the answers to any of that myriad of trivia questions that I've thrown at you? 740-383-9944. If you have any of the answers, give me a ring, and we'll get you up on the air. Past the hour. Now, we do have an announcement here this morning. The police department is seeking the whereabouts of Mary Popovich of Marion and her 4-year-old son, Wesley Clark. It is believed that Popovich may be in Delaware, Ohio, the Delaware, Ohio area with her child. Popovich and the child were last seen in Marion on August 1st at approximately 4 p.m., and it is believed that they were picked up by an unknown subject from Delaware. Due to prior drug dependency and mental health issues, it is believed that the child may be in danger. The Marion Police Department is looking for the mother and the son to check in for their well-being. Anyone with information on their whereabouts, Popovich or the child, should call Marion County Central Dispatch at 740-387-2525. That's 740-387-2525 if you know where Mary Popovich or her child is. Have been missing since 4 p.m. on August 1st, yesterday. So, we certainly hope they're found. Now, does anybody know the answers to the trivia questions? Does anybody have anything interesting to say? We had a conversation the other day on positive things in Marion. We certainly can comment on that. We can comment on anything. That's what this show is here to do, give you, the listening audience, a voice here in Marion early in the morning. Also earlier this morning, we started talking about the Today Show. And I never did hear back on this so I could tell the story. But there's something on the Today Show, the network Today Show, that they've been doing since the beginning, since back in the days of Dave Garraway. They say this phrase many times throughout the show. What is the phrase that they constantly say throughout the show on the Today Show? And I know there's many listeners out there who've been watching the Today Show for many, many years. Does anybody know what this phrase is? And all the hosts have done it. From Hugh Downs to Barbara Walters to Dave Garraway to John Chancellor, Frank McGee, Matt Lauer, Bryant Gumbel, Jane Pauley, Deborah Norville, Tom Brokaw, Jim Hartz. What is the phrase that is said on the Today Show all the time? Now, it's interesting why they say this. I learned from Hugh Downs why they say this. It's not just said to be said. So does anybody know? They do it to this day. What's the phrase on the Today Show that they constantly say? Go ahead, caller.
I know that answer as well as I know my name. You think I can think of it right now. But next on Today's show, I can't think of it.
You're very, very close with that.
I know. It's the only thing that comes to my mind.
You know, it's funny because for years I thought that it was just like a gimmick that they were using. But I asked Hugh Downs one time why they all said that, and there is a reason behind this saying that we're looking for.
I thought it was, so that you know that it was their cue for the next, I don't, something. I'd heard it one time.
It's something similar to that. It's I said, well, once we get the answer, I'll tell people what it actually is supposed to do. But it's fascinating.
I bet, and I appreciate you getting this station started, and I hope everybody will support you and get you going.
Well, I thank you for listening.
Yeah, I'm going to listen. Don't worry.
Hey, thank you so much. Bye bye. And don't forget, when I go off the air this morning, here in about an hour and some change, an hour and 8 minutes, Charlie Evers will be on, and he'll be giving stuff away and talking about a lot of Marian history, and you can call in and ask Charlie anything. There's nothing Charlie Evers doesn't know. So Charlie will be on live directly following this program this morning from 10 to noon. So stay tuned for the Charlie Evers Show. And then The Exchange Club will be on at 12 today. Brandy Downs, myself, and Charlie, and we have a fun time talking about the week's events. That's always fun to go back over. But we've got 7 minutes left here. Does anybody know that thing that they say on the Today Show? The caller there was very close. They all say it. They've all said it for years. I think they still say it. Last time I watched the show, they were still saying it. But what is it? What do they say on the Today Show all the time? And there is a reason they're saying this. And Hugh Downs told me what it was. And it's an interesting reason. The caller was close on the reason as well. What's the phrase on the Today Show that they say all the time? About once every half hour. As I said, the Today Show is on for about 7 more minutes. But if you were watching the Today Show, they would probably say it before the show's off the air. That's how frequently they use this phrase. What is that phrase they use on the Today Show? 740-383-9944. What happens at the Liberty Bell every July 4th? Who's the most famous person who did not sign the Declaration of Independence? Does anybody know that? Do you know your history? What happened on July the 4th, 1938, about 81 years ago? Does anybody know the Ohio State Fair trivia that we've had here this morning? What year did the fair move to the Expo Center, which it remains at today? What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? What year did women become ticket takers at the Ohio State Fair? Why was the Ohio State Fair canceled for a series of years? What led to the Ohio State Fair's cancellation? I'm surprised we haven't gotten this one. What entertainment performer, huge entertainment star, performed at the Ohio State Fair back-to-back in 1968 and 1969. What television show taped at the Ohio State Fair in 1997, and I think it's actually been back other times, national television show still on today, that has taped at the Ohio State Fair. What's that show? What year was the grandstand demolished at the Ohio State Fair? Those questions are all in play right now. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. 4 minutes left in this segment. Or anything else you want to talk about. We've still got another hour to go here on the show this morning. Oh, and there's something I wanted to do. Now, maybe I'll save it for the next hour. And we'll talk about it. I told you to remind me of this before we went off the air this morning. Now, thank goodness it came back in my brain. But will it be there in about 15 minutes? Now, somebody out there remind me. If I come back from the break at 9 o'clock and I forget to talk about this, remind me. Because I do want to talk about this morning because I think it's something interesting. But again, we've only got 3.5 minutes left here and I don't want to get into it because I don't think we'll have enough time to talk about it. But remind me when we come back from the break to talk about this. And I still haven't done the college jokes. Maybe we'll do a couple of these right now because I've been saying we would get into this and we haven't gotten into it. So maybe we'll get into it right now. But if you have an answer to any of the trivia questions, give us a call, 740-383-9944. And also, don't forget, we've got April Avery's Tickets to Bad Company tonight at the Ohio State Fair. If April's listening, or anybody who knows April, she's got till 1 o'clock today to pick up those tickets. And if she doesn't want the tickets, call and let us know. Maybe somebody else does. And we'll be doing the drawing next hour for the Happy Together Tour at the Ohio State Fair. You'll have to pick up these tickets by 1 o'clock today as well. The Cal Sills, the Buckinghams, the Classic Four tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair. But you got to pick them up today by 1 o'clock, and that will bring an end to our Ohio State Fair entertainment ticket giveaway. All right. Phone lines are open. Interrupt me anytime in the next 2 minutes, 740-383-9944. But colleges have jokes. You know, there are college rivalries and colleges have jokes that have been going on for years and years. And I received a printout here of some of the jokes. Now remember, these are just meant to be funny. They're certainly not dirty. And hopefully you'll enjoy some of these. Now remember, these are about colleges. We'll start with Alabama. Alabama. What's the difference between a University of Alabama... Now, see... Oh, boy. Okay. It's not dirty, but they're rough. Here we go. What's the difference between a University of Alabama sorority sister and a scarecrow? One lives in a field and is stuffed with hay. The other frightens birds and small animals. Alabama college joke. All right, now here's a funny one. This is clever. About Alabama. What's the difference between Alabama and Cheerios? One belongs in a bowl, the other doesn't. Again, what's the difference between Alabama and Cheerios? One belongs in a bowl, the other doesn't. And I don't know anything about Alabama football, but I think that's a pretty clever joke. We'll do one real quick here. Oh, hold on. We're getting a call. We'll take the call before we go to break here. Well, actually, we're going to break. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Scott. I didn't know if you were taking a phone call, but you were doing college wisecracks, and that is one of my specialties. There were a lot of jokes about the women where I went to college, and I thought I would share one with you.
Yeah, go quick here. We got about 15 seconds.
Okay, what's the difference between my school was Clarkson University? What's the difference between a Clarkson woman and garbage?
What's that?
Garbage gets taken out once a week.
Oh, I love it, Adam. Thanks.
You're very welcome, Scott.
All right, we're going to break. Be back a little after 9 o'clock.
Happy and Wade, there's McDonald's. By the Tomb of King Tut, there's a chuck full of nuts and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a big Burger King where the styrofoam boxes go sweet. What's the use? What's the hell? I just heard Taco Bell went and franchised the wing at the Louvre. You know, I could go on and on and on, but that's it. I love things that are topical and that are kind of true.
The legendary actress and the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
Do without gossip, heaven's sake, stop